Word of Mouth Wednesday. Word up. We're here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday for May the 12th, 2010. I just want to give a shout out to Victor Baines Marshall, host of the Middle Passage before us, for playing some good tunes, good interviews, always some good stuff. And Word of Mouth Wednesday, we got some big stuff coming up tonight. Toronto, listen up. We've got a packed show coming up. And we got the clips of the Big Six candidates for mayor. That's right. The Toronto debate took place last night. I attended. It was hosted by Habitat for Humanity. It was at OISE, and we got some clips to play from that. Plus, interviews with some of the candidates I recorded. We'll premiere some of the some of these clips tonight with topics such as housing, God in City Hall, the upcoming G20 summit, and more. Plus, as I promised last week, we're going to finally get to that interview from the Freedom Fest with the filmmaker Dan Dix and the Press for Truth activism and video work that he's been doing, keeping a watch on the G20 that's going to be locking down TO in a security zone coming up in June in a few, well, 6 or 7 weeks, I guess. So there's a whole lot of stuff coming up on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. So we got, stay tuned because there's going to be some stuff we're going to be talking about today on the show. What's this? Well, first headline I got today is hearing adjourned. I actually been around the city today, and this morning I was in Mississauga and at the CKLN hearing, and luckily, we could just say that the license is still in CKLN's hands, as the hearing was adjourned till a later date. It was a public hearing, but it was really only a few minutes long. Things are going on everywhere. And, you know, I think maybe just to start off the show, this could be a good time to get into just a bit of what was going on last night. Now, this is a major thing for Toronto, people that live in Toronto, because we're going to be there's going to be a new mayor coming up that's going to be elected in October, I believe, is when the actual election is. So that's, you know, that's something to look out for an election coming up for mayor. Now, in this debate, which was hosted at OISE, you're gonna hear the voices of six candidates. Now, the six candidates for mayor, six major candidates were there. Now, there's a lot more candidates for mayor than six, but the powers that be, or the people who organize these mayor debates, I guess, have been inviting six candidates. There is one woman, Sarah Thompson, who I think is a business leader. There's three people that are on city council. Giorgio Mammoliti, Rob Ford, and Joe Pantalone. And then there's also, George Smitherman. George Smitherman, also on city council. And
Rocco Rossi,
right. Rocco Rossi is a former liberal. I guess he used to be working for Michael Ignatieff, and now he's gotten out of that job, and he's, you know, going for mayor. So this debate took place, and it was Habitat for Humanity that put it on, and, you know, the main issue, I guess, was housing, because Habitat for Humanity works in the sector of housing. So we got these clips here, and we're just going to start off here with a clip. Now, this was actually later on in the debate, towards the end of the debate, where it was starting to get a bit heated, and it was also starting to get, well, I guess some of the candidates were joking around. Other ones were, you know, getting serious. And, you're going to hear a lot of different stuff being discussed in this clip. But the actual topic was on the privatization of Hydro. Ontario Hydro is currently being considered to be privatized, or Toronto Hydro is currently being considered to be privatized by some of the candidates and some of the commentators in the media. So this is what the six candidates had to say in the rebuttal portion of the topic of the privatization of Hydro.
I think that Mr. Rossi proclaims himself a strong, strong liberal, but in one fell swipe has said no to the biggest single climate change initiative in North America, which is Ontario's elimination of coal. Not to mention that he usually tells us he's one of the only people trained by Al Gore, and Al Gore came to Ontario and said, Mr. McGuinty, congratulations on your Green Energy Act, the leading green energy initiative in all of North America. So which is it? Are you an environmentalist?
I said it's what drove the pricing, not private sector, and it wouldn't drive the pricing because the province continues to control it. It would only go up to meet environmental needs. There is not this 407 model at all. That's what people are lying about, quite frankly.
Well, with all due respect, the 407, which we all know what privatization means because of the 407. Which was it? Santa Claus, but in effect was the Ontario provincial government. You know, did it regulate it very well? What makes you think that we're not doing the same thing with Toronto Hydro?
Well,
regulatory regime is set by the province, like the sub-metering, for example, which the province, allowed private sector to rip off tenants, with Mr. Smitherman being up there, by the way. And all of a sudden, they get no sub-metering anymore. With sub-metering, it results in 15% reduction in energy right there. We got tenants ripped off.
Thank you, Joe.
Toronto Hydro being ripped off.
Thank you, Joe. Who would like to be next?
The only pain I felt was at the garbage strike. I don't know about anyone else here, but the garbage strike was painful. We must create an open bidding system to have the public and private compete openly for the privilege of providing services to the people.
Thank you. All right.
I've talked this campaign.
Is there medical attention required for that? Just checking. Okay. All right.
I asked my caller not to come tonight.
Do you want to talk, George, or is that just a joke? That's your 30. So no, come on.
You're asking me if I want to talk?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Clock is ticking.
Subsidizing hydro has really kept the rates down. Anyone that's listened to any debates in the legislature or even in council will understand that there is some logic to subsidizing hydro and to keeping it the way it is. Because if you don't, you automatically increase the rates for everybody in this city. And I don't know if you know that, Mr. Rossi, but your approach will automatically raise the rates for everybody in this city.
So subsidies are provincial.
So for me, keeping it the way it is and not gambling on this particular item and all gambling right. on the rates
Thank you,
it,
George.
Is important.
All right, Rob?
You know what, I don't even know why we're debating this. It's a simple no. Toronto Hydro, no, we're not selling it. Let's move on to what's important to the people. What's important to the people is customer service at City Hall. That does not cost money. That takes true leadership. I was born a leader. I'm a leader in business. I'm a leader in helping youth. This is the type of experience we need. We need these people to be accountable for every dime that's spent at City Hall. Who would you trust when you vote? Who are you going to trust who you know who's not going to waste your money and squander millions, in some cases billions of dollars? Who are you going to trust?
All right. Thank you very much, Rob.
Yeah, so that's some controversial words, some stuff going on at the debate the Habitat for Humanity put on yesterday at OISE on various topics. The host was hosted by John Tory, or moderated by John Tory, I should say. And then they took a few audience questions. They did some poll, they drew tickets out of a hat and... Or out of a construction helmet, I think. And there's also going to be some interviews coming up that we're going to get to later on in the show. You're going to hear from some of the candidates. Now, I didn't get to interview all of them, but I made sure I went early to the debate so I could try to interview who I could interview. And the first guy I saw, was actually Rocco Rossi. So you're going to hear from him. Who else? The councillors, Giorgio Mammoliti, Councillor Joe Pantalone, and Councillor Rob Ford. I got to interview all of them for a few minutes, so you're going to hear some quick interviews coming up. But first, I think it's a good break here to play music track here. This one is by the local artists. Support your local Canadian artists, Canadian hip-hop, and going global here, 95.6 from the underground to your ears. Word up, 95.6. This is Snow.
But you ain't running, not dog. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running products. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn the lava. Thug like talking how you run, but you ain't running, not dog. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running products. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn the lava. Come on, make you the brown sluts fitting and graph up walls. Welcome to Toronto, it isn't Brooklyn or the Bronx. The pen is mightier than this sword and I'm content to talk, but if it's a revolution that you want, then I'll gladly pick up rocks. I will put on a uniform and straight up bomb first. The bearer of bad news, the driver of your hearse. Tracks full of red rum, yes, murder in the first. Fill up hospital beds with third degree burns. Listen to what I rhyme about you, why do you think I wear a mask? It's 95.6, dumb, do the math. I'm ready for waterboarding, send me across the border. Duct tape my mouth shut so I don't talk about the order in the court. Military tribunals under Barack Obama's torch. Military dictatorships in full force. Airstrikes killing civilian casualties with no remorse. Thug life talking how you run, but you ain't running, nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running products. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both gon' burn in lava. Thug life talking how you run, but you ain't running, nada. Boss man sleeping bed at night while you out running products. I deal with CEOs while you in kitchen cutting products. But it don't matter cause in the end you both throw it in lava. Yeah.
Restricted travel, coastal tires, bags of my eyes, bags under my eyes. I spy with my eyes, life has got the smile. Sound sirens crying like candles, never be happy, can never be free. DS4, that can never be me, can never be me, never be me, never be me. In exile, now my feeding on the senselessness. See in Iraq, tensions rising, hatred arising. I could see it in their eyes, they smiling, but they wicked. Deep looking me so wickedly, sick of me, an obstacle, cannot wait to get rid of me. Check one, two, it's 95.6 when the mob hits. Lock me up for terror when Rome falls with convicts. Stolen election, pretending to be president. You think John McCain was really running to be a president? So hide behind the images, those easy fix appendages. No remedy for ignorance. Humble your follow, make the call, it's easy. Action sets the urgency. Call 911 and tell them this is an emergency. 956 is after me, no hiding when you slip free. Acting sense the urgency, call 911 and tell them this is an emergency. Emergency, 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 emergency.
What emergency? Emergency? What kind of emergency could you be talking about? There's only been one of the biggest ecological disasters in history take place in the lower Atlantic Ocean, outside the state of Louisiana into the Gulf of Mexico. Major oil spill. What else? Sovereign debt crisis. IMF giving the euro a $1 trillion bailout program. Because there is a number of countries they're saying are right behind Greece in terms of the currency situation. What else? Never-ending wars, two of them going on, and, well, a whole lot of them going on, I should say. But the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan continue. But here in Toronto, there's some things that have been going on that, well, let's just say are quite telling in terms of what's the future is shaping up to be. Now, this is where it gets interesting. When you have the opportunity, like I did yesterday, to get in with a press pass to a major event, such as a debate for mayor, featuring six of the top candidates for mayor. Now these six have been chosen, and you know I'm the kind of guy that likes to look for an independent candidate and outside of the outside of the main box candidate. So I'd say that these six candidates are in a box. you know, because they're on TV a lot, and people know of them. But, well, what do we really know of them? So I figured it's worth it to try to talk to these guys, especially if one of them becomes the mayor. Then, you know, I could say I've interviewed the mayor. We've had them on Word of Mouth Wednesday. Well, you know, that's why we're going to continue to focus on this mayor's issue until October or until the election, because it's an important issue. So what I wanted to play is some of these interviews that I was able to interview four of the big six. Let's go with the first guy I saw, Rocco Rossi. Here's some words from the candidate, Rocco Rossi. This is a interview. Check it out. Word of mouth. All right, this is Daniel Libby here with CKLN Radio, and we got a candidate for mayor here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
My name is Rocco Rossi. I'm a candidate for mayor.
Great. And how do you think that the race has been going so far? I know we're a few months away from the election day. How's it going?
Well, it's early days yet. I mean, we've got almost 6 months still to go. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, people are really passionate about this city. They've got great ideas, and I'm enjoying traveling from one corner of the city to the other, learning from the citizens of Toronto. And what they want is a city government that's as good as they are, and they haven't gotten it for many years, and I'm hoping to change that.
Right, and so to the best of my knowledge, I think that I heard that these debates are optional, or you're invited to them. Why have you chosen to attend tonight, Habitat for Humanity?
Well, first of all, I think Habitat for Humanity is one of the pillars of our society and sets a fantastic example for charities around the world, quite frankly, on a very important issue, namely housing. And so we want to talk about that tonight, and I think it's important that citizens get an opportunity to compare and contrast the leaders who have put themselves forward wanting their support to be mayor.
Right, and I was actually checking the newspaper, and I heard that one of the latest things to get into the debate is questions about God and City Hall. Do you have any comments on this new topic?
Well, it's really about the role of faith-based groups in our society. I mean, I was born in a hospital that was a joint venture of the Salvation Army and the province, namely Toronto Grace at Bloor and Church. You look at shelters around the city, you look at food banks, you look at an organization like Habitat for Humanity that has been born out of religious values and religious creativity. And I think that that makes for wonderful partners for the city. Yes, there's a division of church and state, but that doesn't mean that we can't reach out and embrace that rich part of the diversity of our culture.
And on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, we've been talking about the mayor race, and one of the topics we've been talking about is some of the candidates that have left the race. I think Adam Jambroni's left, Kevin Clark has left. Do you have any comments on the candidates that have left and why you've decided to stay?
Well, I can't speak for other candidates. I'm in it to win it. I love this city. It's given me and my family a phenomenal life, and I think we've got great potential to do even more as a city, and we're being held back by City Hall. And I think someone from the outside who's not been a career politician is well positioned to help bring Toronto together with its people to its full potential.
Great. And last question here. I just want to ask you about the G20, because we got a big thing hitting Toronto. What do you think about the G20 so far?
Well, there's no doubt that there's lots of complications, there's lots of concerns, there's going to be lots of traffic issues. But at the end of the day, if we want to be a world-class city, and that's what we are, then we want to host great events to showcase what we've got to the world and show people that this really is a miracle by the lake, and that they should come, they should visit, they'll be safe here, and they can discuss the great issues facing the world here.
Thanks a lot, Rocco Rossi. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure.
All right, so that was the candidate, Rocco Rossi. We got to speak with him and, you know, got some info there. And, you know, the topics, I brought up a few different topics. And, you know, one of them, I tried to get the G words on the G20 from who I could speak with, because I know that's a major thing coming up. And we're going to play the interview with Dan Dix after we get through these mayor interviews. On the work that the Press for Truth has been doing about the G20, but then, you know, I also asked about the candidates that had dropped out, of the race, you know, Adam Giambrone and Kevin Clark, and I think there was even a few others when I checked online, you know, because it is a long race and it's a long wait till October. So, you know, even during that time, there could even be more candidates that don't make it to the end. But, I want to encourage people to last, you know. I don't want to give up hope. And, you know, I guess since there is so much time, you know, you never know if an Adam Giambrone or a Kevin Clark could get back into the race. So I guess it's wide open. And, you know, we're hoping that more candidates get in and that more candidates get seen other than the Big Six. But, you know, the Big Six is out there. And, you know, here's one of the biggest voices in City Hall. I got a few words with Rob Ford. Now, Rob Ford is also a councillor, and he's from the Etobicoke North Riding, I think. And, well, here's my interview with the truth seeker, Rob Ford. Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here with another candidate for mayor. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Rob Ford, the councillor for Etobicoke North.
Great. And so how do you think that the debates have been going, and what are you looking for tonight?
It's going good. I'm looking for everyone else's opinion and seeing what the public wants to hear and taking it from there.
Okay, and we're asking a lot of the candidates their thoughts on this G20 that's coming up to Toronto. Do you have any comments on the G20?
I'm excited about the G20. It's great to bring the leaders from around the world to Toronto, show off our great city.
Great. And, you know, the one thing that this mayor's candidacy or the campaigns have gotten off to different starts, and a few of them have stopped. I know Adam Giambrone and Kevin Clark, and I think even a few other candidates have dropped out. Do you have any comments on candidates that have dropped out or why you've decided to stay?
Our campaign's going great. I'm not worried about any other camps. I'm just worried about our camp, and our campaign is going fantastic.
And what are some of your key issues?
I want to reduce council from 4 to 4 to 22. I want to abolish the car registration tax, abolish the land transfer tax, and customer service is number one. I want people to have their emails and their phone calls returned immediately when they get to City Hall.
Great. And we're just trying to look out for, we're looking out for the truth. And in front of City Hall, I remember there being a City Hall Speaker's Corner. And then in the winter, I noticed that it wasn't there. Do you know anything about the Speaker's Corner?
I don't know what happened to Speaker's Corner. I remember that little wooden booth there too, but I don't know what happened. I didn't even know it was removed.
All right. Do you have any comments on the recent controversies that we've been seeing in the paper that God and City Hall have gotten into the?
It's, you know, every candidate has their own opinion, and I respect that. So I don't have an opinion on that.
And do you have any comments on Habitat for Humanity, the host of tonight?
Yeah, it's great. Neil Hetherington does a great job. He works hard, and it's a great organization.
How big of a issue do you think housing is in Toronto, and do you have any comments on that?
It's very important. Housing's very important. We have to try to house everybody. There's a right way of doing it, and there's a cost-effective way of doing it.
Great. And, thanks a lot for speaking with us today on the Word of Mouth.
No problem. Nice talking to you.
Word up. All right, back here on the Word of Mouth, some words with the Councillor Rob Ford. And, you know, actually, one of those questions in there, I asked him about that booth at the Speaker's Corner at City Hall. And I actually made a note to walk by there, because right now we're broadcasting here on CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto. So, you know, which is on the Ryerson campus, Ryerson University near Yonge and Dundas. So it's not that far from City Hall. So I went down, I walked down to Queen Street, walked over to City Hall today, just a few hours ago, and I checked at the spot that I had walked past in the winter, where I could notice, I noticed that the booth had been gone, and I didn't realize this till I saw Black Krishna post a YouTube clip about the Speaker's Corner being gone. And then a few weeks ago, I noticed another clip on, I think it was Stone Monk Pro, his YouTube channel. And he had a clip with the Speaker's Corner gone. Well, now Rob Ford's been alerted. The Speaker's Corner's gone. And I'm going to try to maybe alert my local councillor for the area that I live in. And, you know, going to try to start alerting City Hall, trying to get to the bottom of who's removing the Speaker's Corner, which was a stand in front of City Hall where people could go if they had some words. And it was it's a place for free speech, celebrating free speech, you know. So I walked, I was a bit upset that wasn't there, but I know that they are working on some sort of remodeling. I don't know if that's going to be their excuse for why it's gone, because they're going to remodel Nathan Phillips Square, but But I noticed there was no construction going on around that area. I just noticed that there was no Speaker's Corner there. So who knows? It's a mystery. And, you know, as a truth seeker, I'm going to keep on investigating. Now, one of the legendary councillors of City Hall is the deputy mayor, Joe Pantalone, because he's been in the game for a long time. And he is synonymous with Toronto politics, and he is in the race for mayor. So here is the interview, the long-awaited interview with the councillor, Joe Pantalone. Daniel Libby here for the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we got another candidate here for mayor. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Yes, I'm Joe Pantalone. I'm deputy mayor of the city of Toronto, this amazing city that we have, and I'm a candidate for mayor, of course.
And how do you think this debate is going to go? And do you have any comments on the host, Habitat for Humanity?
Habitat for Humanity is a great organization which has helped something like 700 men, women, and children since its inception in 1988. And is really doing a terrific job making sure that there's affordable housing for people. And they get to own it, actually. They help to build it and stuff like that. That's exactly the kind of degree of community involvement that is necessary in order to encourage governments to do their share. After all, we're there to equalize society. And also to involve community, by community meaning corporate citizens and just people who want to help out. You know, I'm told that a lot of the people enter their first home and with Habitat for Humanity often have tears in their eyes because they can't believe, you know, that the world can be that good to be able to help solve the problem by helping them help themselves. And that's simply wonderful. We wish there were, 10,000 Habitat for Humanity organizations in this country and across the world.
And one thing I want to ask you about is a recent topic I'm seeing in the paper. I saw it today has to do with the topic of God has gotten into the city hall and into the mayor's debate. Do you have any words on this topic of how this has gotten?
Well, I was at the old candidates meeting, which the Interfaith Council held, and the question was, would we be prepared to have a multi-faith week at City Hall? And I said, absolutely yes. You know, after all, the issue of God is it's a matter of values, in effect. And of course, all of us have values. I pointed out that I would support a multi-faith week at City Hall, but I said, there is a devil. You know, and anybody who believes in God knows there's a devil. And the devil's in the details. So that's why we have to work out the details on how we can accommodate the many faiths that are in Toronto in a way that, the solution isn't worse than the problem, if you will. And the Interfaith Council have said that they were prepared to work with me as a mayor after October 25th. And I think that that's fine. Community is community, whether it's a faith community, whether it's people who are follow nature rather than a god, whether the other people were just simply good people. I think that's terrific. And we got to be inclusive as Toronto. That's what Toronto is all about. Diversity is our strength.
Thanks a lot, Joe Pantalone.
My pleasure. Okay, thanks for the call.
So that was just a few words with Joe Pantalone, and I didn't get to ask him too many questions. I would have liked to ask him a few more, and maybe if I try to, or if I go to another debate, I might try to interview him again because, you know, I had a few more things I wanted to ask him about, and I guess it was getting busy close to the debate time. And I guess the guy that runs his, one of his campaign managers was like motioning, that he's got to go. So I was just like, thanks a lot for speaking with us. Good luck with the campaign. And then before I interviewed Joe Pantalone, actually, I got to interview Giorgio Mammoliti and I got to ask him a few more questions. Because you know, it was a bit earlier, so we had a bit more time. So, well, here is that interview. With the city councillor, Giorgio Mammoliti.
It's Daniel Libby here reporting for the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we got a candidate for mayor here. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Giorgio Mammoliti. I'm the councillor for York West in Toronto, and I'm also the chair of the Affordable Housing Committee with the City of Toronto.
Great. And I heard your campaign, some of your proposals, and some of them sound pretty outrageous. Could you talk about what your campaign's all about?
It's an outrageous campaign, but outrageously in touch. And there's a reason for that. It's time to be honest with people. It's time to tell people exactly what needs to change in the city, and I'm the guy to do that. I'm also the guy to make sure that it happens. So our campaign really is about telling the truth, telling people what the issues are, and kind of ignoring all the issues that, in my opinion, shouldn't exist.
Right, right. And we got some, well, I know there's some controversial items in your platform, such as casinos and red light districts and things like this. Do you have any comments on, I guess, what you see as a future for Toronto?
Well, I think if anybody can answer the question in terms of where we go to find $500 million overnight, I think we may not need a casino. But the reality is we have to find the methods and the mechanisms to be able to pay for all of the programs that we've got going in the City of Toronto, or we really have to slash everything. So what I'm saying is we need to not only cut where we need to cut and be realistic with what we can afford, but also introduce some other means of raising money so that it's not the property tax base that has to be worried about it. And that's what my campaign is about. It's about introducing new ways of thinking outside the box, so to speak, and making sure that that happens.
Great. And are you surprised that the topic of God has gotten into the debate recently? I've read that in the paper. What do you think about the topic?
Oh, my God. What are you going to say? I mean, I think God's with us wherever we go. I know that God's happy that people are talking about it, but I also know that God would want us to talk about the issues that will make ourselves feel a little more comfortable in the City of Toronto. And I know God would want us to get our house in order, and I know God that would want us to get fiscally in order. I also know that God doesn't want everyone to pay property taxes. So, oh God.
So you're talking about cutting property taxes?
I'm talking about cutting property taxes 5% across the board. Those residential, commercial, and industrial taxes by 5%. And I'll find the mechanisms and the ways to make up the difference. And I have given you some ideas already. Others mean layoffs. We've got to be realistic with the City of Toronto, and that ballooning bureaucracy that's there has to be cut. And I'll tell you exactly where we're going to cut that as well. A little outrageous, but outrageously in touch.
Right, and can I ask you about something in the past? I know that there is some criticism on websites that I've seen about your past idea that you had about bringing in the military, I think it was, into the Jane and Finch neighborhood. Do you have any comments, I guess, on what this situation was all about? Do you have any response to this?
Part of my platform is on crime. In fact, it's a major part of the platform. And to start off, we need to get rid of the gang members, the people that have chosen a lifestyle that's making the city uncomfortable. So we need the tools to be able to do that. And the only tools at hand that exist immediately are the federal tools. So when I talk about the Army, I'm not talking about bringing in the tankers and armed guards and that sort of thing. I'm talking about bringing the federal tools, the laws that enable us to be able to get them off of the streets in a hurry right away. They're terrorists, and I'd like to treat them as such. They're terrorizing our streets, terrorizing our seniors, terrorizing individuals so that they don't talk if there are arrests. They're in and out of jail the next day. And for me, it's time for us to put communities at ease. And the way to do that is get them off the streets. We do have the federal resources to be able to do that. And that's what I'm talking about.
Great. And we're speaking with Giorgio Mammoliti. And I know you're a city councilor as well. You got a big job going on, and there's lots of stuff going on in the city. And one recent occurrence that happened involved something at York University where there was a death with a police pursuit that had preceded it. Do you have any comments on this case from what you've heard and from the alarming stories that I'm hearing about the possibilities of a police assault leading to the death?
I don't know much about it, and really I shouldn't be making any comments with respect to it until a proper investigation is done, obviously. But I can tell you this, I'm a firm believer in our police department. I support the police department, and I think that as mayor, we need to send a very clear message to the chief of police, and that is you're not going to get political interference when it comes to you dealing with crimes in the city, especially when it comes to the gang members that are taking over the streets. I want them off. And quite frankly, I don't care how they take them off. I think we need to get them off of the streets. And you won't see any political interference from this guy.
Right, and one last question I wanted to ask, because we're trying to get the word out on the word of mouth that the G20 is coming to Toronto. Do you have any comments on the G20, this event, major event happening in June in Toronto?
First of all, I think economically it's great for the city. We're going to have a lot of people come through. It'll be a little bit uncomfortable for everyone because of the security and because of the problems that might come out of demonstrations and that sort of thing. So I guess the only thing I'd say is be patient. It'll be over in no time, and I'm personally glad that they've chosen Toronto to be a place for the meeting. So I'm happy about it, but at the same time, I'd ask the residents and anyone that uses our streets just to be a bit patient.
Word up. So that was the last of our candidate interviews for this week. I'm going to try to, if I ever get to another debate, I might try to get interview with George Smitherman and Sarah Thompson, the other two of the major candidates, as well as some other independent candidates or smaller, lesser known candidates that attend these debates as well, although they're not allowed to speak. But I did think there was a few in the audience. I think Sonny Leung was walking around handing out some campaign info, and there's probably a few more. So I might try to get some interviews if I make it to another one. But this one was interesting because after the debate, I walked through as we're leaving. There are the campaign is really on because they all have all these campaigns have materials. They have people, volunteers, handing out their campaign materials or campaign workers handing out their campaign materials. I've got a Rob Ford magnet. I've got a sort of a postcard size Leadership for a Change Rocco Rossi sort of a pamphlet. Well, it's got both sides, Rocco's three priorities, quotes from the media, and then a bit of a bio on Rocco. Also, one like that for Rob Ford, Ford for Mayor. You know, he's got another one of these postcard size. Sarah Thompson has a bookmark size where on the front it's got her and then an ST. I guess that's her logo, ST for Sarah Thompson. But in the T, there's the CN Tower. So that's the logo. And then on the back, she's got her commitments for Toronto written out. Also, Joe Pantalone has a sort of a postcard size flyer here, pamphlet, but it looks almost like if it was a lot bigger, it could be a billboard, the way that it's set up. It says, Get Toronto Moving, Transit City Now. So I guess that's Joe Pantalone, MayorJoe.ca is one of his slogans. And then also, Outrageously in Touch is the campaign of Giorgio Mammoliti, Mammoliti for Mayor. That campaign, he's got a postcard size like Outrageously in Touch with his picture, and then on the back he's got a biography and policies. Mammoliti2010.com is his site. And then also there was another guy handing stuff out that I've seen at events who has an interesting take, I think, on what we could be headed to in the New World Order, what we're going towards in the future. And that I think it's Michael Rosenberg who runs the Coalition Against Technological Development. So he's against technology, sees technology as the cause for scarcity, poverty, and environmental damage. That'd be the advance in technology. So this is some of the info you can get. As well, they've got a Ford bumper sticker. I guess Rob Ford's got, he's putting in the campaign, getting the word out because he's got, they're giving out bumper stickers. I got a huge bumper sticker. So those are the kind of stuff you can get when you walk through this. I got a Mayor George Smitherman button too. It's a purple button. I guess Mayor George Smitherman, he's chosen a purple campaign. He's not going red, not going blue. He's combining them both and going purple. So that's what's going on here in the Toronto debate for mayor. Also, I got this huge Habitat for Humanity press kit. Got a lot of info on the foundations that Habitat for Humanity is trying to build. So shout-outs to Neil Hetherington and all the people working at Habitat for Humanity and the people who helped out letting the media in to the debate. And, you know, so that was good to cover, but then we also covered what's going on in, at the Freedom Fest last weekend with the G20 coming up. So we're going to play that interview with Dan Dix talking on these issues coming up next. But first, I just want to play a quick throwback here, because in that Giorgio Mammoliti interview, we did reference the Jane Finch Jane-Finch.com. You can find the controversial clip from 2007, actually, with Blackest Ninja talking about Giorgio Mammoliti's plan to bring the military in to fight gangs and Jane Finch. Here's that clip here from JaneFinch.com.
A lot of stories right now. The recent shutdown of schools and the shooting that happened recently. One of our local counselors had something to say about bringing in the military. What's your take on that?
Bringing in the military? Wow. I think that's a real far-fetched resolving problem method there. Well, obviously, you know, it's incorporating a lot of conspiracy theories that a lot of people had years and years ago. And martial law, it's real. Check out my lyrics, man. I've been talking about things like this, and they're just making it evident. I mean, Jane Finch probably has some bad things happening, just like how it happens anywhere in the world. But I mean, to Canada, Toronto's death is like, what, 80? And you're going to bring in the army?
So what would police be doing if the army came in?
Yeah, big that's exactly it. Yeah, the police would be doing nothing. The army's taking their job. The police are just going to be there looking good. But I don't understand
that. Yo, P, I see you. Don't worry. Sam Bones. Let's go. Jane Finch. Zion Bound. We here now. Can't stop the unstoppable. Let's go. A new world order. New beginning. New way to lie. New way of sinning. So you soon get slaughtered. If you ain't living the way they say they want you to be living. New world order. New beginning. New way to lie. Way of sinning, say you soon get slaughtered. If you ain't living the way they say they want you to be living, or you gonna run and get chip, waiting in line, or you gonna load up a clip and bust off a nine, or you gonna be in shock and start to cry and whine, or grasp this little time and free your mind. All I got is my seed and my rhyme. It may sound funny, but I'm here to save mankind. You may not hear my songs, but that's okay, cause my words are like my psalms in this age today. So don't get hypnotized by the box that tells lies. Cause when the machines rise, for sure we gonna ride to bury all your pride, to take a good look inside. And then you realize that we living in a lie. You better wake up or get plugged out before there's a meltdown. You can die anytime by the 4 pound. You can even happen tomorrow or right now. It can even happen on one of your rounds out of town. A new world order, new beginning, new way to lie. Way you're sinning, say you soon get slaughtered. If you ain't living the way they say they want you to be living. New world order, new beginning, new way to lie. New way you're sinning, say you soon get slaughtered. If you ain't living the way they say they want you to be living. This is the Blackest Ninja. I'ma keep this place bouncing and have these crazy rappers running back through the mountains. I ain't from the trailer park. I'm from Ontario housing, where you get murk, pen time, I'll make hundreds of thousands. It ain't nothing. I'm a product of my surroundings. Look how the music is sounding when bass is pounding. I'm that unsigned talent. They screaming, I found him. He's the one rocking the crowd with all those niggas around him. Born in the ghetto, black and brilliant. Thoughts is astounding. The best I ever seen so far. Might as well crown him. Flooding these streets with mixtapes. MCs is drowning. A hungry man is an angry man. I hear him growling. A new world order, new beginning, new way to lie, new way of sinning. Say you soon get slaughtered. If you ain't living the way they say they want you to be living. New world order, new beginning, new way to lie, new way of sinning. Say you soon get slaughtered. If you ain't living the way they say they want you to be living. Would you fight for the truth and die free? Or would you sit back and watch and live the fantasy? Are you a follower or a leader? Student or a teacher? Do you listen or you a believer? Spitting rhymes, smoking on this reefer. Praying that my flow will reach her. Good God, I pray my flow will reach her. I'm a rose out of concrete. Cause I rose out of concrete. They said I was dumb, but I still speak. I thank God I can rock an ill beat. Made the audience scream my name and stomp their feet. When I was younger, we used to play tag in the creek. Now I'm older, brothers getting bagged in the street. Every week I feel more weak. It's like they wanna kill my soul and see me take that long sleep. But before my mom's weak, I want them to see and her to see she made a real man out of me. A new world order, new beginning, new way to lie, new way of sinning. Say you soon get slaughtered.
If you ain't living the way they say they want you to be living, new world order, new beginning, new way to lie, new way of sinning, say you soon get slaughtered. If you ain't living the way they say they want you to be living.
Word up. Word of mouth Wednesday. Back here, CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto on the radio, broadcasting here, and, you know, lots of stuff going on. Another thing that that I didn't mention, that track there, music track you just heard, was Blackest Ninja, track New World Order, and some things are going on. I played that track because we segued in from the Jane Finch Blackest Ninja talking about Giorgio Mammoliti's plan in 2007 when he was calling for the military to be brought into Jane Finch to battle the gangs, martial law being called for Jane Finch. So the situation you can check out on basicsnews.ca, and I did ask Giorgio Mammoliti there, and he his response had to do with his respect for the police. But there's a major headline if you check out basicsnews.ca. It says, 18-year-old beaten to death by Toronto police. And it's the story of Junior Alexander Manon, who ran from the police near York University last week, and who's not alive anymore. And the SIU is investigating because there's conflicting media reports. Basicsnews.ca is saying that this was an assault by the police that led to the death, and other sources in the media are saying it was a heart failure or something. So, you know, there's an investigation going on, and we're not sure. But as if you're looking for the truth, these are the kind of things you got to look out for. Now, another thing that we're looking out on the truth for is the upcoming G20. And I got to ask a lot of the mayor candidates of their thoughts on the G20. They're all happy that the global leaders are coming in to Toronto. They can show off the city. Well, there's another perspective on the G20 coming out of the PressForTruth.ca alternative media front. Now, Dan Dix is one of the chief filmmakers behind Press for Truth, and I got to speak with him at the Toronto Freedom Festival, which took place in Queen's Park North. He was one of the speakers at the Conspiracy Culture stage, Conspiracy Culture Hour. So here's a quick interview with Dan Dix talking about what's the latest from Press for Truth, what he's been working on, and PressForTruth.ca. Word up. Here's Dan Dix. All right. Word up. Word of mouth. We're here at the Freedom Festival, and we got the Press for Truth reporter here, Dan Dix. How do you think that the today went, the Conspiracy Culture Hour? You spoke at it. How have things gone here at the Freedom Fest?
Today it went very well. As many people already know, Freedom Fest is huge. I believe last year they saw 30,000 people. So they're trying to expand the concept of freedom into other areas than just marijuana legalization. So they gave Patrick White of ConspiracyCulture.com a full hour. So he booked a bunch of guest speakers. He was kind enough to book myself as a speaker to promote the new film. So that was awesome, and I think it went very well.
Awesome. And yeah, you mentioned the new film. For the listeners, what is the new film you've been working on? What's it all about?
New film's called United We Fall. It is about an idea of a North American union where Canada is joining together with America and Mexico. We interviewed a lot of the major players who are involved in this agenda, people, members of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations. And we did also speak with a lot of activists and journalists who are really at the forefront of this issue. So that's what it is. We delve deep into the idea of a North American Union, and we focus on that. And then we get into the bigger picture and the bigger idea of a global government and a one world government, and how the NAU is just another step towards that.
Right, and that's an interesting segue here, because we've got the G20 coming up too. Toronto, what are your thoughts on this G20?
Well, we're going to be doing some exclusive coverage. I want to tell everybody out there to stay tuned to PressForTruth.ca for exclusive coverage of the G20. Our goal is to get the information and the footage out there as quick as we can, so that we can show the world what's really happening at the G20. Because as we know, a lot of times the mainstream media will lie, and we'll end up just showing these black bloc type anarchist guys who show up to cause trouble. So we're going to be vigilant on that. We're going to have lots of cameras covering every angle possible.
Sorry, we got something to look for coming up, but I wanted to ask you about something that happened recently, and it's already generating a buzz here on the internet. It has to do with a video you posted about a drill. What did you see downtown?
Yeah, it was about a week ago. I got a tip from somebody at NAUResistance.org. They do excellent work over there. And he sent me a message the Saturday night and said, Dan, I heard there's going to be a terrorism drill and civilian evacuation drill going on at the Commerce Court downtown Toronto. So, of course, you know, we were all over it. We went there and managed to catch actual footage of the drill going on. We were very lucky. We were just at the right place at the right time, to be honest. We said, you know, let's just walk around the building, check it out, see what we can see, because all the doors were locked. And we got lucky enough to see through this little window, and we captured footage of the drill. And then we made a little video out of it, and just put it up online about a week ago.
Were you surprised at the level of security?
I was actually expecting more, to be honest. The tip that I had was that there was going to be rounds fired, blank bullets. There was going to be actors. So I had seen other drills before where they'd have actors, you know, covered in fake blood and stuff like that, which is a real psychological operation on the people's minds of the people in the area who are witnessing this thing. So I wasn't too surprised. It's pretty much what I expected.
Now, in the video, later on in the video, after you show some a bit of what this drill was, there's also a bit of an interview, sort of a press conference style, with a press agent for the mission going on, or the program going on, and he's talking about a TAPS program. Were you at all surprised that that this is going on in the Toronto Police Service?
Absolutely. I hadn't heard of that one yet, and it's funny that the first time I heard about it was coming from them. But it's TAPS, T-A-P-P-S, the Toronto Association of Police and Private Security. So they constantly told us, you know, what we do at TAPS is we work closely with the private sector. And what we tried to make the point in the video is that the merging of the private and public sector is a very, very dangerous and slippery slope, and it's somewhere where we don't want to go.
Well, this is a major thing that's going to be taking place in Toronto. We're moving towards, you know, for those 2 weeks in June or 2 days, but, you know, it'll be going on for weeks. The city will be locked down. You know, major things happening. What I was going to ask you, did you learn anything recently at a town hall about the G20?
Yeah, I went to a town hall meeting, and you know, it was pretty big. I walked in, and I was like, oh wow, there's a lot of people. But when I, you know, knew that we had an opportunity to ask a question, I was like, I'm definitely getting up there to ask them a question, because they had the head of police, the representative of the police force who's going to be dealing with the G20. So I got up there and I said, thanks for taking my question. In 2007, there was a summit that was held in Montebello, Quebec, where three Sûreté du Québec police officers were caught as agent provocateurs. They were dressed as aggressive protesters with rocks in their hands in an attempt to incite violence. George, as a representative of the Toronto Police, can you assure us that the Toronto Police Force will not engage in any police provocateur agent activities at the G20 summit?
What I can tell you is that the community relations group is strictly there on its face to build those bridges and trust. We've reached out to protest groups and we're continuing to do so. There's two halves to the community relations group. I'm the one that reaches out to business in that. There's another half that reaches out to protest, demonstration, and rally groups. I'm trying to tell them, not tell them, but advise them of what the laws are and et cetera, asking for their assistance and compliance with those. Other matters, security matters, I'm not at liberty to discuss those in an open format.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
And, you know, to be honest, when I was asking him the question, you know, the whole room is looking at me, but I'm looking at him. And he had a little smirk on his face. As soon as I mentioned the agent provocateurs, he had a little smirk and he's looking at me like, ah, you little punk, I know where you're going with this. So his answer, basically in a nutshell, was, I'm not at liberty to discuss security issues. So that to me says, you know, I'm not saying no, we're not going to engage in agent provocateur tactics. All I'm saying is I can't discuss that right now.
With, you know, a few months away from this big movie release, could you talk about the United We Fall screening? Just give some details for the listeners.
Yeah, for sure. We're having an exclusive premiere screening at the Bloor Cinema in Toronto on Friday, June 18th. We will have tickets available to be purchased online. You can get them at pressfortruth.ca or conspiracyculture.com. We don't have that set up just yet, but keep an eye out for those sites. Tickets will also be available at the door. You know, if you want to see the film on the big screen 2 weeks before the rest of the world gets to see it, you know, come on out to the Bloor Cinema on Friday, June 18th.
Word up. So that was the words from Dan Dix. Look out for the United We Fall movie coming out soon. And then, you know, I also want you to check out, if you're actually online, you can check out for more information on the G20 and the work the Press for Truth is doing, pressfortruth.ca. And because that interview took place at Freedom Fest, which was on May the 1st. So things have happened since then, including the arrest of one of the Press for Truth reporters last weekend at a or 2 weekends ago at a they were filming around the Bay Street area, some of the different locations that the G20 is going to be at. And Brian Law was apparently placed under arrest for questioning why he had to show his ID for filming in public. And, well, I guess it's heightened security, and you can check out that clip, pressfortruth.ca. Check out torontotruthseekers.com for the links to that segment. And then also, I just wanted to mention, because we were talking about Freedom Fest, and, you know, we've been interviewing, we've been had the Free Mark Emery clip last week, and we had the interview 2 weeks ago with Mark Emery. Well, the big news headline is that Mark Emery has been ordered to be extradited. The papers have been signed by the Minister of Justice, Rob Nicholson. It took place Monday, May 10th. The papers were signed, extradition papers. So Mark Emery is awaiting being sent to the U.S. prison industrial complex. Check out freemark.ca. Check out cannabisculture.com for updates on that situation with Mark Emery. And also, you know, we got lots of stuff to get to next week that we didn't get to this week, including some more clips of those architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth event. We had a request to play some more of those, so we'll get to some of that in upcoming episodes and more. Probably, hopefully, get to talk with the candidates for mayor some more, too, because they are answering questions, just not always directly. But, you know, the word's getting out, and this has been the Word of Mouth Wednesday, so stay tuned for CKLN 88.1 FM's Blue Remedy Show with the host, Blues Dr. Julie Hill, coming up next. Word up, word of mouth, word is bond. Word out.
Everywhere I go, people running around, trying to get to the top when they're really going down.